In today's episode, we are going to tell you where the price of XRP is going next. We are also going to tell you where the price of Bitcoin and Ethereum is going next. And we're going to share some very bullish setups on several altcoins.
Time to pay attention is right now. In today's quick episode, we're going to give you all the best trade setups for right now.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
The time to pay attention is right now. Bitcoin just broke out, making new all-time highs and soaring into price discovery. We are seeing altcoins starting to wake up from nearly 1 to 2 year slumbers. So in today's episode, we're going to tell you what is about to happen with coins like XRP, Ethereum, and several large cap altcoins. If you watch any episode about crypto, this needs to be it.
This will be a quick one, and we're going to keep you guys up to date, give you the best trade setups out there. Before we begin, make sure you guys smash the like button, subscribe, comment, and share this with a friend. So let's jump into where we are today at time of recording. Bitcoin just broke through all-time highs, reaching 117K. Who could have predicted that? We did.
We did.
Over and over and over again. If you've been watching our content, congrats. You should be performing quite well. Now let's analyze exactly how we got here and where we're going to be headed next.
So if you watched our previous market update, which was less than 2 weeks ago, we told you we expected this exact thing to happen. We saw that the world had gotten through the tariff war, the trade war. We saw that the Iran-Israel war had completed. So we've already gotten through a lot of these negative headlines, and the market continued to brush it off, both the stock market and the crypto market. We then looked at the charts and we said everything is coiled to explode. Bitcoin first, then Ethereum, then altcoins. And there's one final catalyst, which in our opinion really pushed it over the edge.
So recently we saw that Trump just signed into law the One Big Beautiful Bill. So what did this do? It's pro-growth policies and tax cuts. Pro-growth, that is essentially saying, look, we're going to stimulate certain areas of the economy to grow it. Tax cuts, what does that mean? It means saving money. So now there's an excess of liquidity. So they're spending a lot on defense, and they've also added trillions to the deficit, essentially debasing the US dollar.
Yep.
So people are flocking to a scarce asset like Bitcoin. What else do we have? We also have the Fed. They are in the most perfect position that they have ever been in Bitcoin's entire history. We have the M2 supply moving up. That's global liquidity. We have inflation dropping. We have unemployment at an all-time low. So now the Fed is in a perfect position. They've kind of adjusted for a soft landing. We've avoided the recession. So they can now provide quantitative easing if we need it. They can cut interest rates if we need it. So these are all very bullish indicators, and the market really likes the certainty and the path that we're currently on.
100%. So after we've seen a ton of bullish indicators, both in the macroeconomy and the charts, we've seen the market brush off negative news after negative news. That's why we say the time is now. The market has just broken out into what could be a multi-week or multi-month time where we want to make the most money as possible, right? In crypto, there's like 6 to 8 week spans where you're going to make more money than you make in the following 6 to 8 months. So that's why we say the time to pay attention is right now. That's why this episode is so important, because we are going to share you these amazing trade setups with XRP, with Ethereum, with a bunch of other altcoins. And another reason why the time is now to pay attention and why everyone needs to be watching crypto is because the new exchange that we just partnered with, where we've been sharing all these amazing leveraged trade setups, Blofin, by the way, non-KYC, available anywhere in the world. So that means people in America can use Blofin, unlike a lot of, you know, top exchanges. they're offering this amazing new campaign where the more you deposit and the more you trade, the more chance you have to win a Rolex. Who doesn't love a Rolex? And you're only going to be eligible for this competition via our sign-up link exclusively in the description. So as we said, we just started trading with Blowfin. We think it's the best non-KYC exchange in crypto. And they have this amazing Rolex competition. So if you're not already on there, check out the link in the description.
Okay, now we are about to share with you the XRP chart. But first, we've been so good at nailing exactly where Bitcoin and Ethereum will be headed next. You know, we're using the heat map, technical analysis, and looking at a whole bunch of other things like retail sentiment, etc. But there is going to be a pullback. So be prepared. And in my opinion, and I believe you concur with me on this, is that we're going to see Pump Fund launch their own token. And they are raising $600 million to $1 billion right now. This is a degen launch pad for tokens. And anytime that Pump Fund does anything, it tends to be a bit of a liquidity drain. So all the degens out there are going to be looking to make a quick buck. What are they going to do? They're probably going to sell their altcoins and try to pile into this Pump Fund token that's being launched. So they're raising money from the 12th to the 15th. So if you're looking for trade setups, you can potentially see some pullbacks during the 12th to the 15th as they raise the money and then launch the token on the 15th. So if you're looking for another short position, well, you could trade some chop over the next little bit here, or you could look for the max long shortly thereafter the token launch of Pump.
All right, so now let's move into our technical analysis, our trade setup. So if you watched our last episode, you saw that when we talked about Bitcoin, first of all, Bitcoin dominance was very high. We saw it was ready to fall. We looked at the DXY. We saw the DXY was free falling. That's why Bitcoin just broke out, right? We said liquidity was stacked to the upside. 113 and 115, 117K. All those targets were hit. Now, I do see a blue sky opportunity for Bitcoin to go all the way up to like 130, 140K within the next few months. I think of this parabolic bull run that we just kind of started. But what is a bit more interesting to me is altcoins, right?
All right, yes, we all love altcoins because this is where big money can be made over the next 6 to 8 weeks as altcoins explode because of Ethereum's recent explosion. So what do we currently have? Look at the USDT dominance. So that's the dominance of USDT. Right now, that is falling off a cliff. That's good. That means that money is pouring into crypto. We also look at Bitcoin dominance. So if you pull the Bitcoin dominance chart, you can see that it's trading around 64% of the market share. But when you look at the weekly EMAs, you can see that really Bitcoin could fall all the way down from 64% where it's currently sitting to the 50 EMA, which is at 60%. So we can see a massive fall off. What does that tell us? It tells us that money is leaving Bitcoin. US dollars are pouring into crypto. So where is it going to be headed? It's heading into Ethereum and other altcoins right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. The highest it went was 72% right before the massive 2021 altcoin season. So I don't know if it's going to get back to the 72% level before we see our altcoin season, which may have just started. So the top may have been around that 65, 66, 67%. So when we see Bitcoin dominance so high like that, that's why we need to start to look at Ethereum and other altcoins.
And look, TradFi, the big players, the institutions, they moved way too slow on Bitcoin. They missed the entire move. So what are they going to do now? They're not going to make the same mistake on Ethereum. So now you're seeing all these billionaires step onto CNBC. They're creating the same MicroStrategy strategy that Michael Saylor has for Bitcoin. They're now doing that for Ethereum and creating all these different reserves. So there's a lot of institutional money that doesn't want to miss another trip to all-time highs with Ethereum. So I think they're going to start really hammering home this Ethereum narrative.
Right. So let's move into the Ethereum chart here. So if you look at it, and again, if you watched our last market update from less than 2 weeks ago, you know we were mega, mega bullish on Ethereum. I shared a trade setup specifically in our Discord on Blowfin. We longed Ethereum at 2,400. I set my targets at 2,850 and 3,000, and they were both hit. So anyone that tailed us on those long, congratulations, you just made a lot of money. Now, where do we see Ethereum going from here? Maybe a little bit of a pullback now that we're in that $3,000 zone, kind of like one of those psychological levels. But we definitely see a continuation of 4,000, right? Again, I think they're going to see a lot of institutional tailwinds. Ethereum, I see no reason why Ethereum cannot break through and make new all-time highs, given that it's really underperformed. And I think a lot of people are very bearish on it. And a lot of degen money is in Solana. So when a lot of money is, fading Ethereum and all the degens are doing this, well, the opposite is probably going to happen, right? So I think Ethereum could potentially outperform, which is good for the whole market because so many big coins are on Ethereum, the more Ethereum goes up, the more liquidity will flow into all these other altcoins. So we want Ethereum to continue to lead alt season, and I see it heading back to 4K.
Yeah, when you look at the ETH BTC chart, that is Ethereum stacked against Bitcoin, we are now starting to see higher highs and higher lows. And that's good. It's finally broken through the weekly 20 EMA, and now it's about to retest from the underside the weekly 50 EMA. If Ethereum can crack through these two EMAs, man, I think, you know, we're in for a hell of an altcoin season.
100%. All right, let's move on to the moment that I'm sure everybody's been waiting for. Let's talk about XRP. So XRP is one of the more bullish looking setups in the market right now. Again, this is all just our opinion, right? None of this is financial advice. Nothing is for certain. Crypto trading is risky, but this is just our own analysis, right? So you got to do your own research. But when we're looking at XRP, we saw a golden cross forming. From the 20, the 50, and the EMA all converging with the 20 about to cross above the 50 and the 100, this is very good, right? It's been bouncing along that. We see the EMAs curling to the upside. And then when you look at the liquidity, very much highly stacked to the upside. The price of XRP after its little mini breakout today, around 250. But if you look at liquidity, it's stacked all the way up at 340, nearly 350. So we could potentially see another dollar added onto the XRP price. And I'm talking like not like 6 months away. Like this could happen very quickly.
Absolutely. Look, this is clear. This is clearly an institutional coin. Big money. Do you know how much liquidity it takes to move a $60 billion market cap coin from 50 cents where it was to 250 over the course of like a week or two? Mm-hmm. That is crazy money. Something is brewing here with XRP. And I think we need to keep an eye on it. So when you look at like just the overall technical analysis of it, we have a clear double bottom that where it's broken through the neckline. That gives us a target of $3. But like you said, that heat map, when you pull up the heat map, look, you can see there's a ton of liquidity at $3.40. Yeah. That's a 75% gain from where we're sitting right now.
Yeah.
So big money can be made on XRP.
100%.
Start trading on Blowfin, you can get a couple Rolexes while you're at it.
That's right. Yeah, if you want to leverage trade XRP, there's no better place to do it on Blowfin, and you could potentially win the Rolex. Now, those are our price targets for XRP. We want to hear your price targets for XRP, so let us know in the comments how high you think XRP is heading this bull run. But now we're going to move on to a couple of altcoins. These are ones, again, we touched on in our last market update. They're ones we are very bullish on. And guess what? If you followed those trade ideas that we set out in our last episode, you are printing money on Blowfin with us. Again, link in the description. Let's go to Hype. So Hyperliquid has been one of the darlings of this bull run. I said, look, as long as it's riding up the 20 EMA on the daily, that's a good spot for longs. It bounced there and boom, it exploded. It's above 40, which the main resistance was $40. Strength leads in bull markets, right? And I don't want to be fading Hype. I know the risk to reward, like the next setup we're going to touch on again is one that's like bottomed out. Hype, it's like, oh, you're buying the top. Well, you can keep fading the top and the top will keep going up, right? Hype keeps riding those trend lines up and I see no reason to fade it right now.
No, absolutely. So the other one we want to just kind of highlight because we've been highlighting in the last episode, we just want to keep you guys up to date, and that is Athena. The ticker is ENA. This is having big tailwinds from being an ETH beta play. So if you think that Ethereum is going to do well, Athena being a Ethereum stablecoin, if you will, where you can earn staking yields and all these other things, this is a token that has bottomed out as well and has formed a clear double bottom pattern. It's in an accumulation zone. It's still trading below the 20 and the 50 EMA. So whereas Hype was trading above and it's just using that as support, that's great. But a lot of these altcoins, if they're not at or have above the EMAs, what they'll end up doing is they'll end up coming and testing the underside. And there's still a lot of room to travel for Athena. Currently sitting at 31 cents. We covered at 26 cents. When you look at the 20 EMA, you're sitting around 36 cents. When you look at the 50 on the weekly, that's 47 cents. That also coincides where there's a massive liquidity when you look on high block sitting around the 50 cent mark. So I think we can still see another massive like 80% from Athena from here.
Yeah, I like the chart analysis, the technical analysis looks good for Athena, and we don't want to overcomplicate it. We are very bullish on Ethereum, and Athena may be one of the best beta plays for Ethereum, which means that, you know, again, this is just our opinion. If Ethereum does a 2x, you know, Athena could do a 5x, right? Because it's, you know, smaller cap, more risky, but more volatile to the upside means potential more gains. So, hey, look, there's our market update. There's any other altcoins you want us to touch on? You want us to do technical analysis in our next market update? Let us know in the comments.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.